Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 16th, Sermon on the Mount, the Lord's Prayer. First Prelude. Imagine you see Jesus surrounded by his apostles and a great multitude of people. Second Prelude. Ask to understand the Lord's Prayer rightly. Point 1. Introduction of the Prayer. Consideration. Jesus, after having condemned the hypocrisy of the Pharisees for pretending to make long prayers in public, deigned to give us that wonderful prayer called the Lord's Prayer, or the Pater Noster. When ye pray, ye shall not be as the hypocrites, and speak not much as the heathens. Thus therefore shall you pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our supersubstantial bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Application. We are all convinced that the Pater Noster is the most excellent of all prayers, most pleasing to God, and profitable to ourselves. Yet do we always recite it with the reverence and devotion this conviction should produce? That we may do so, let us meditate on each word. Our Father, who art in heaven. Our Lord teaches us in this that we should recollect ourselves before we pray, and think to whom we are going to speak, and raise our thoughts to God in heaven. Then, in teaching us to call God our Father, he shows that we should pray with filial confidence. And to cement a close union between us all and remind us to pray for one another, we are to say, Our Father, and not My Father. Point 2. First Petition of the Pater Noster. Consideration. Hallowed be thy name. By the name of God, we mean all his attributes, and we ask that they may be known, served, and glorified by all men. The first petition of the Pater Noster reminds us of the end of our creation and our first duty, that of sanctifying or glorifying God in ourselves, and as much as we can in others. But as we are incapable of it by our own strength, we earnestly ask for grace for ourselves and for all men, saying these words, Hallowed be thy name. And thus, by seeking before all other things the glory of our Heavenly Father, we are bringing about our own salvation. Application. What sort of efforts do we make, and with what success, that our Heavenly Father may be sanctified and glorified, first in ourselves by purity of conscience, according to St. Paul's words, Sanctify the Lord in your hearts, having a good conscience, then by our brethren, by our regularity, our modesty, our conversations, our zeal, in such a way as to force them in a manner to glorify God, the only author of all that is good and edifying in us, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Point 3. Second Petition. Consideration. Thy kingdom come. We are not asking by these words that God may reign over creation, for that he has done from the beginning. But we ask that he may reign over the hearts of men, so that they may all submit of their own free will to his holy laws. We beg also that our Heavenly Father will hasten the day when, all reunited together around his throne, we shall reign eternally with him in heaven. Application. We ought to unite action with prayer and try before all things to live as worthy children of our Heavenly Father, that He may reign over our minds and hearts, that all our thoughts, words, and actions may be ruled according to His holy will, and we should endeavor to let God reign over others by all the direct or indirect means in our power, and we have so many. Let us see in what way we can improve upon the past.